Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
One of the things I'm convinced of today is that God still speaks. And I believe that God still speaks to you, and he's speaking to me. And so the question then is, well, how do I hear from God? How do I make sure I'm listening to his voice? And I think that's a great question for all of us today is, are we listening? And so I want to give you just a few ways that I believe that you can tune in and hear the voice of God. And the first way, number one, is through reading his word. Through reading his word. The Bible is God's book for us. It describes how we can know Christ personally. It lays out how we can live for him and grow in him. The Bible is God's primary way of speaking to us. And so I want to encourage you, if you don't have a daily practice of spending time in God's word, carve out some time, because without it, it's going to be very hard to hear the voice of God. And so you can read it on paper, you can read it on a device, you can listen to it, but I would encourage you to listen to God's voice, number one, through his word. Second way that God speaks to us is through godly people. Sometimes these are teachers, sometimes these are pastors, sometimes these are close friends, relatives, parents. God can use other people to speak into our lives. And so I want to encourage you, if you're a small group leader, if you're a teacher of some sort, man, what you get to do is so powerful, because I believe that God can use you to meet needs in the lives of other people. And so I would encourage you to pray every single time you teach and lead a group and talk to people about Jesus. Pray, God, would you give me the right things to say? God can use those in a big way. Number three, God also speaks to us through the Holy Spirit living inside of us. At the moment of salvation, God comes to live inside of us, and he takes up residence, and sometimes he whispers in our soul, and sometimes I believe he shouts, but it's so powerful to realize in those moments that we can begin to listen to the Spirit of God living inside of us. A fourth way that I'll mention is that God will use our circumstances to speak to us. What we're going through in life has significance, and God will make course corrections. And one of the things that he'll do to do that is he'll change circumstances in our life. And so when we're listening to circumstances and we're listening to the Spirit of God inside of our hearts, as we're listening to other godly people and we're listening to the Bible, man, I'm telling you, when those four things begin to line up, it becomes clear that God is speaking. Now, here's the truth. It's not always easy to listen. It's not always easy to slow down, but I'm telling you, God is speaking. And if God's speaking to you, I would encourage you to do whatever you can to hear his voice today.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.